need to know.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. The alma mater at Pennsylvania State University as the crowd of 100,000 sings along in Happy Valley. It was a poignant start to the Penn State-Nebraska matchup today, the last home game at Beaver Stadium, the first game since legendary head coach Joe Paterno was fired in the wake of the sex abuse charges that have rocked the campus this past week. Today, the Nittany Lions walked onto the field, and both benches cleared for a prayer.
Shaking hands, arm in arm, and now we're on their knees in prayer.
Steve Jones of Learfield Sports with the depiction, Nebraska now leads Penn State 10-0. In Hawaii, President Obama plays host to foreign leaders this weekend ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference. ABC's Ann Compton's traveling with him.
Away from these white sand beaches of Waikiki, Stephen, President Obama has some deadly serious discussions one-on-one with Russian President Medvedev, with whom relations have become strained, and with China's Hu Jintao, who is taking an alarmingly more aggressive economic role around the globe.
The world's been focused on the economic problems in Europe. Well, today, Italy's parliament voted to adopt new austerity measures demanded by fellow European nations, and longtime Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is expected to step down this hour.
Italy's parliament passed the financial reform package overwhelmingly, but only after hours of grueling, sometimes rowdy debate. Prime Minister Berlusconi was in the chamber at the time, but soon left, apparently to hand in his resignation to Italy's president, the man who it's believed will succeed Berlusconi, an economist who it's hoped will reassure markets.
ABC's Linda Albin at the foreign desk. GOP candidates debate tonight in South Carolina. Herman Cain finds himself atop the polls with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. You're listening to ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:02. I'm Hannah Scott in the Como newsroom. Here's the latest from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Investigators expanding their search for missing toddler Sky Metawala. Major Mike Johnson with Bellevue Police says that includes a search of Marymore Park in Redmond near Sky's mother's apartment.
The search in Redmond today is expanding from the apartment, and that's just one of the areas that we'll be covering today.
He says they're using more than 140 resources from several agencies, including King County Search and Rescue, as well as dive teams. The boy's father, Solomon Metawala, is also handing out flyers today to help in the search. He says Sky is a typical boy.
He's a rough guy, you know. He likes to jump. He likes to roll around.
Sky's mother is still refusing to meet with police and answer more questions. Julia Birakova claims she left Sky alone in an unlocked car Sunday because she says she ran out of gas. Cops found plenty of gas in the car, no mechanical issues. Sky's parents were going through a bitter divorce and custody fight. Neither parent is being called a suspect. A bad accident on South Whidbey Island kills three people. Trooper Keith Leary with Washington State Patrol says four people were in the car last night on Wilkinson Road near Meander Lane when the car went off the road, hit a tree, and burst into flames.
The driver, she was pulled from the vehicle, I'm told by witnesses that were at the scene, and that her injuries are minor in nature, that she actually walked to an ambulance.
The driver has been identified as 18-year-old Kaylee Souza. The accident happened just after midnight, and police say alcohol may have been a factor. Two people involved in a horrendous crash on State Route 164 had to wait about 6 hours to be rescued. That wreck happened near 392nd in the Enumclaw area.
A local house in the area, a large, strange sound, what he says the sound of a crash, woke him up. And at about 1:45 in the morning, and he said he got up, he went outside, he looked around, and it's a pretty sparse area. There's houses, you know, quite a distance away from each other. So he got out and he looked around, he didn't see anything, and he went back to bed.
Trooper Cliff Pratt says a man was ejected from the car and a woman remained inside hanging upside down. They were finally rescued just before 7:30 this morning. Both of them are at Harborview. Como News Time, 11:04.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:04, as Hannah Scott said, and that's time to check on the road situation. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, Jennifer, we're still dealing with that big problem in Enumclaw. Both directions, the State Route 164, the Auburn-Enumclaw Road, a block just east of Southeast 192nd Street, where they had that serious injury rollover accident. Investigators still on the scene, still blocking off the road. If you're in the Redmond area, keep an eye out for deer in the road. eastbound 520 as you approach State Route 202. I understand they're darting back and forth across the road. And State Route 167, if you're headed south, approaching 277th, there's a report of some glass debris in the road, so watch out for that. Well, you're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thank you, Judith. We'll look for some wind and rain this afternoon. Here's Theron Zahn with more.
Increasing clouds this morning, getting ready for more heavy rain during parts of the afternoon and breezy conditions as well. It's going to be a pretty gusty afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Now, over our mountain passes, some real tricky conditions by the afternoon. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we put up a winter storm warning for the Cascades. That means by Sunday morning, we could see 16 inches of new snow across all of our passes. So be careful. Winter driving conditions definitely later today across our mountain passes. We calm things down on Sunday. We'll call it mostly cloudy. Showers at times, still a tiny bit breezy out there. We'll be behind the front by then, though. I even get a few sun breaks out there. And be in that same pattern of mostly cloudy and a few showers for Monday and Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
42 degrees in Tacoma, 41 in Olympia, 40 in Everett. In Seattle, we are holding steady at 39 degrees. Welcome back to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. If you've just tuned into this little broadcast, we talk about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective, and I am basically your ugly room rescue 911 program. Yes, I am. Ugly room wars. That's what we are about here. We conquer them, and we do it and save you money every single Saturday, and every Saturday, this designer works for you for free. So, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. Our phone lines are lighting up today because a lot of people are looking around thinking, this is the time of year I'm going to spend more time inside. Want to invite people over for the holidays?
Can't let them see
you
that.
Do. Can't.
I was just thinking the same thing. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO to talk to Tammy.
Okay, so Clint has a common problem. Welcome back, Clint.
I'm there.
Yes, you have sweaty windows.
Golly.
I know. I kind of feel like it could go into a bad SNL skit here.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm afraid, but go ahead.
Okie dokie. What if I... See, I'm having a problem trying to dry out the sweat so I can put some caulking up there.
Yes. Okay. And actually, your problem is such a common one. So I want to explain what's happening and why people get sweaty windows this time of year. And the reason that people do is because most of us, you know, in my house, we have the war of the thermostat. So... My husband was out of town last week. I was really happy because I could turn up the heat to like 90. Not really 90, but pretty close.
Wow.
I know. I like it really warm in the house. And he's from Minnesota, and so he likes it a lot cooler. So how we've stayed married for 15 years is we split the temperature on the thermostat. So we turn it way down overnight, and we turn it up to where he can stand it during the day. So, but it, most people turn their temperature up and down. So what happens is we have a lot of moisture in our air. Look outside, that's moist air. So warm, moist air expands. And then when you cool it down, the air contracts and leaves like the water raining on your windows.
Yep.
So it's the moisture. And so you are correct. You want to get that caulking because that's going to help with that problem. But what you really need is to address ventilation. 99 times out of 100, the reason why people have sweaty windows is poor ventilation. So you have to ask yourself, for example, the dryer, is it properly vented? Have you cleaned out the entire venting, run a vacuum cleaner in the the vent, cleaned out underneath, et cetera, because poor ventilation in the dryer. It's even if your dryer is kind of off of the beaten path, it throws out that warms that air up a lot, and then it cools down when that dryer goes off. And
so sweaty windows.
That's another one. Another thing is bathrooms. So you put a lot of moisture in the house. You have a good ventilation system in the powder room. So that's another one. It's not expensive, and you, Clint, can replace it yourself by just going to a box store, and they'll tell you how to do it. Now, this is the least expensive thing you can do is a dehumidifier. And that's probably the reason you have too much moisture in the house. And I could say adding ventilation, you know, more ventilation, replacing the windows is another way to go. But you indicated you're on a budget, and that's not going to be possible. But just by buying the least expensive dehumidifier, my recommendation, McClendon's Hardware, those folks will walk around the store with you and stay with you, and they know what they're talking about, and they're nice, and you'll walk out of there with something that meets your budget. But a dehumidifier, after you checked your dryer, those are my two big ones. Those are the big offenders. So
okay,
I hope that helps.
My last question, Tammy, because I know you have a lot of
to you. Okay, you got to make it quick, Clint.
Okay, how do I dry out the frame so I can put caulking in?
Run a fan right over it. Just run a fan towards it. That's going to be your best bet. Yeah, you've got to dry it out. So, or wait till next spring. Okay. So there you go. I also want to point something out. Cooking is really a cause of this. There's another reason why, how I called my kids to dinner when I was a single mom, kids get in the car. Why? Because we don't want sweaty windows.
That's very unselfish of you, Tammy.
I know.
I'm impressed.
I know. Nancy from SeaTac, she has a kitchen remodel question. She called back. She's going to be first to bat. Larry Edmonds, our phone lines are lighting up. Let's give out our numbers.
206-421-1000 and 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Here's what I can tell you. If you walk into a kitchen and bathroom showroom and they have average-looking cabinets, you're in trouble. If what somebody is showing you of as an example of what you should put in your home looks like it came out of the back of somebody's garage, or if it looks like a box store, don't hire these people. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath. The reason that they don't have these expensive showrooms is because they save you money and they build and design gorgeous cabinets, absolutely stunning kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, master bedrooms, you name it. This is what these people do. And they save you money. It doesn't matter if you have a little tiny condo or you're building the luxury home of your dreams. You want gorgeous and you want to save money. No one can beat Sound Kitchen and Bath's prices. In fact, they'll beat everybody's price with a superior cabinet by 10% with no gimmicks. So call Sound Kitchen and Bath if you want gorgeous and you don't want it to look like it was made in the back of somebody's garage. There you go. Sound Kitchen and Bath. I believed in this company so much. I invested in Sound Kitchen and Bath. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:14. Let's check on the roads. Judith, how's that Enumclaw situation?
You know, they are still blocking there. That's both directions of State Route 164, also known as the Auburn-Enumclaw Road. Blocked just east of Southeast 392nd Street by that accident investigation. I see no change there. A quick look at the mountain passes. We've got no restrictions on Snoqualmie Pass, and that's going to be temporary, folks. Very occasional light snow. Stevens Pass, though, traction tires are advised, and I do see some compact snow and ice on the road. Reminder that sometime after 2, supposedly, we might have winter rolling in over the mountain passes, so probably better to go sooner than later if you have to head over the passes today. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And here's Theron Zahn, who says we have some storms to look forward to. This afternoon, look for increasing wind, rain, and mountain snow with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, our lows drop to the mid-30s. And for the week ahead, no dry days are scheduled. It's just going to be wet and increasingly cold. Right now, it's 42 degrees in Tacoma, 39 in downtown Seattle at 10:15. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. The phone lines are open and they are buzzing, so get your calls in quickly so we can talk to you. 206-421-1000 and 877-397-5666.
Welcome to Nancy in SeaTac, the moment we have all been waiting for. We lost you and now you're back. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
My husband and I want to redo our kitchen. Our house is 1997 build and everything in its original, and it's white appliances. We put a new stainless fridge in.
Okay.
And we have about a $4,000 to $5,000 budget, so we're probably going to rent the house soon. And we want to put in a stove, a dishwasher, sink, and microwave. The problem is we have a Gen Air cooktop right now.
Okay.
And cooktops are pretty expensive. So I was thinking, and we have a tile countertop. I was thinking of cutting all that out and putting in a built-in stove instead, but my husband thinks I'm looking at a nightmare of a project.
I don't know if you are or you're not, because there's a lot of different little parts of that. Well, you've got, with Gen Air, you obviously had downdraft, is that correct, or did you have an updraft system?
We had a microwave over the top.
Okay, with a draft system in it?
Yes.
Okay. It's not a nightmare. I mean, you can do it. It means cutting out the cabinet down below, but it's not a project that the average person usually wants to take on. Then you get in, Mr. Handyman can come out and probably pull it, cut those cabinets out. But if you're going to rent that house out, save your energy for another day and just replace a cooktop. Couple of little suggestions for you, though, on replacing those appliances. If you're looking at doing that and saving some money, one is to go someplace like Arnold's, and they have floor samples. They don't really have, you know, dent and ding sales, but they have like floor samples. And if you ask them, do you have a floor sample that you've traded out? Or for whatever reason, people get something and they change their mind, and they have to, you know, they have to put it in a warehouse. You'd be surprised. Some of this stuff is warehoused for years, and they can pull up the inventory and see. And that's a way that if you're looking at replacing things on the cheap, that's a good way to do it. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Absolutely, Nancy. Good luck with that project. $4,000 to $5,000 is not that much money to try to spend on that. And, you know, there's some stuff on Craigslist, but it's really buyer beware. It really, truly is. I want to go to Larry in Edmonds, who has a question about painted wallpaper. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Well, a little background. I have a wall in my house that used to have a window. It's in the dining room. Used to have a window. So I get a couple seams in it where the previous owner or somebody had taken it out and repaired the wall. We've had wallpaper up previous, and we're looking at paintable wallpaper.
Okay. Okay.
Give me a little background on paintable wallpaper.
Okay, so you want to get it?
Yes.
Okay, and so what specifically are you asking me about it?
How how well, what kind of paint works on it? Is it any paint or just some paints are thicker than others? Will the wetness, moisture of the paint screw up the wallpaper? Yes,
sure.
It's paintable, but possibly will it? The paintable wallpapers all have some kind of a texture to it or design on it.
They do.
And embossed or something like that.
You're correct. Okay, so let me give you like a 101 on anaglypta. And anaglypta is A-N-A-G-L-Y-P-T-A. Anaglypta paper. And this stuff has actually been around since the late 1800s. And the reason is because people had lath and plaster walls. A little bit of history on this stuff. Lath and plaster walls. Lath is wooden slats. And then the plaster was made including things like horsehair to hold the plaster together. So anyone who's ever lived in an old house, and I've had the privilege of living in one, can share with you that you get a ton of hairline cracks in the walls. And a lot of people will go in and just put wallboard over it, drywall, but you lose the charm. So what anaglypta paper did, especially for ceilings, was it would repair damages, cracks, etc. Because, you know, you've got plaster that's hanging onto boards. So the anaglypta paper is very strong. Here's, Larry, I want to talk to you about the paint. And so the paint part of this, you asked me a question, what kind of paint works best, correct? Do we have Larry there?
Are you there, Larry?
I'm here. Can
okay.
hear you.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, Larry, what I want to share with you about the paint, you ask a very good question. Less is more when it comes to the paint. You definitely want to use a latex type of paint on it. There are some anaglypta paint papers that are made out of vinyl, and they work as well. And with those papers, you want to make sure you get a good primer coat on them to accept the paint.
So I should primer first before I paint?
No, that is if you get the vinyl.
Okay.
Okay, but if you just get the paper anaglypta, you don't have to worry so much about priming it. Okay. Here's what I'm going to share with you. Less is more. And what I mean by that is, you want to put on, with a roller, a lighter coat of paint, and you want that paint to completely dry and cure. I would let it go 24 hours, okay? And you want to paint it in the classic W pattern. So W pattern is you paint a big W, and then you come back over it, and then you paint, you know, another W over it, filling it in. And that way you don't get roller marks up and down, straight up and down on the paper. That's kind of the professional trick to painting a surface like this. And, of course, doing the exterior edges first and then working from the interior towards the border area of it. But less is more when it comes to this paper. I love this paper. But what happens is when you paint it, it swells up like a balloon. And so when it swells up, it's going to dry for 24 hours and then it's going to go back down. The second time you paint it, it's going to be fine. So it's a good question that you asked. Daly's, actually, which is in Seattle, I'd recommend for you to go to that location on Stoneway. They'll get you the correct adhesive for the paper and the correct paint for the paper and the paper itself, and you'll be in good shape. So there you go, Larry. 101 on anaglypta paper.
Thanks for the call, Larry. That was a great question.
It was.
And our phone lines are open, 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. We'll be right back.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Save 30 to 45% off right now at Bassett during the Veterans Day sale. Plus, bring your $10 Washington State Lottery Hometown Heroes raffle ticket to any Bassett store this week and receive an extra $100 off the sale price of any $1,500 or more purchase. Bassett supports our hometown heroes and hopes you will too. Visit walottery.com/heroes for more details.
I'm with Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Hey, here's a family gift idea for the holidays, something you can all enjoy. Hurry to the 3-day clearance sale this weekend and Sunday.
The lowest prices of the year.
Now, Alice, what does that really mean?
Our absolute lowest prices of the year, period. Save up to $1,400 on energy-efficient, easy-care hot tubs with saltwater care. 15 different models, all under $100 a month.
And easy care.
Only hot spring spas are easy care with our ACE saltwater system. No chemicals, just salt plus water and nifty technology.
And these are the lowest.
The absolute lowest prices of the year on all hot spring spas. 1 year, same as cash, OAC.
Go to Olympic Hot Tub for the 3-day sale and Sunday.
We make it easy to take it easy. Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's go to Judith Larson with traffic.
Well, the 520 bridge, especially eastbound, is a lot busier than the I-90 bridge, and particularly bunching up at the east high rise. Also heading north on I-5, a little bit crowded on the Ship Canal Bridge approaching Yesler. But remember, of course, the I-5 express lanes are open southbound until 1. When they transition over at 2, that'll change. Still dealing with that bad blocking accident in Enumclaw. Both directions of 164, the Auburn-Enumclaw Road, blocked east of southeast 392nd. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And here's Theron Zahn.
Weather across western Washington. Clouds are increasing as we speak, getting ready for plenty of rain during the afternoon and a breezy afternoon for sure. Winds gusting right around 25, maybe 30 miles an hour. Consistent winds between 10 and 20, so the afternoon's going to be gusty once again. Across our mountain passes, any travel plans you have across the passes this afternoon will likely be snowy. We have a winter storm warning going up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see up to 16 inches of new snow by the time we get to Sunday morning, so do watch out for that. On through Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, very consistent pattern behind this next cold front. We're going to call it mostly cloudy, highs only mid to upper 40s, showers at times, but a few sun breaks as well. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
42 degrees in Tacoma, 41 in Olympia, 39 degrees in downtown Seattle at 11:26. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Phone lines are open, and I got to tell you, they are hopping. So if you want to talk to Tammy, best dial sooner rather than later, 206-421-1000, or toll free at 877-397-COMO.
Yes, and coming up, Alice Cunningham from Olympic Hot Tub is going to be joining us. And there's something that a lot of people have started adding into their master suite design. And so she's going to be talking about it. It's like one of the, I was just in a master suite design the other day. And while I was in there, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're building this into the house. And it's becoming so common. So what is it that they're building in? And it's not a hot tub. It's not just, you know, a whirly tub. But she's going to talk about it, and it's really cool. And after you hear about it, you're going to want one. You are going to want one.
I already want one.
And you're going to want one, and you're going to need it. And when I tell you why you want one, it's because you need it. I want to go to Faith in Tacoma. She has a question about her kitchen floor. Hi, Faith. How can I help you?
Hi. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi.
Yes, I have a couple questions about my kitchen floor.
Eventually. Let's see what I can do, because we're going to be heading out to our news and our traffic, but let's see what we can do.
Okay. Eventually, I probably am going to want to change it. It's a vinyl, sheet vinyl flooring, and I'm wondering, is there an easy way to get up old vinyl flooring that is glued down tight?
No. How long has it been down there?
You know, I don't know because it was there when I bought the house.
Okay, how old's the house?
Oh, it's from the 60s, but I'm sure the flooring isn't from the 60s.
Okay,
because there's another layer under it.
Yeah, the problem you have is asbestos and lead.
And a lot of those floors in older houses, what you can do is you can rent a scraper. So here's what I'm going to tell you is this is a job that would require a handyman. Your simplest solution is to simply have someone put proper flooring over the existing flooring. And to do that, you need treated plywood to be screwed down, not nailed down. And that's going to be your least expensive, least invasive way to do it. It will leave you with a transitional piece into the other rooms. And so there's no easy answer that's in it, you know, totally down dirty on the budget. You can scrape it up. You have to test it, both layers of it, for asbestos and lead, because there's no safe amount of asbestos or lead that you can be exposed to or a worker.
Well, that floor joins a hardwood floor in the living room, so I don't want to build it up.
Right. Okay. And that's where in removing it, what I would tell you is you need to set aside the budget for taking it out, because if there's a floor that goes back to the 1960s, there's a good chance that has lead under it. It's not horrible.
At this hour, the long-serving Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi, is set to resign, ending a 17-year run as premier, as Italian lawmakers adopt a round of cost-cutting measures demanded by other European nations.
Italy's parliament passed the financial reform package overwhelmingly, but only after hours of grueling, sometimes rowdy debate. Prime Minister Berlusconi was in the chamber at the time, but soon left, apparently to hand in his resignation to Italy's president. The man who it's believed will succeed Berlusconi, an economist who it's hoped will reassure markets.
ABC's Linda Albin at the foreign desk. President Obama sits down today with his Russian, Chinese, and Japanese counterparts in Hawaii ahead of the Asian-Pacific Economic Conference. A poignant start to today's Penn State-Nebraska football game, the first game the Nittany Lions have played without longtime head coach Joe Paterno. Both teams cleared their benches and kneeled for a prayer in solidarity with the victims of child sex abuse. I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:31. I'm Hannah Scott. Here are the latest top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Investigators are pouring through hundreds of tips as the search for Sky creeps closer to its second week. It's day seven since Sky's disappearance. Como 4's Joel Marino was at this morning's press conference.
Still no big break in the search for Sky Metawalla, the missing toddler, despite several new areas being canvassed by police today. A massive search began at 8 this morning at Marymore Park in Redmond, and police are returning to the location where Julia Buryakova, Sky's mom, abandoned her car in Bellevue with Sky in it. That was last Sunday. Now, police say they are just casting a wider net in these searches. There's no specific information they developed to lead them to these locations. They also tell us that Julia Buryakova still hasn't talked to them. Sky's father, meanwhile, is leading a team of 36 volunteers to pass out flyers in Bellevue, Kirkland, and Redmond this afternoon. Police plan another briefing later today. Joel Marino, Como News Radio.
A big stretch of I-90 is back open after the first storm of November forced a closure from North Bend to Ellensburg. Como 4's John Humbert caught up with some of the people who wound up stuck in the storm.
It seems so sweet, so fun at first. Nothing to worry about.
We love the snow!
But Listia Hapsari and her friends wanted to explore the east side of the pass this weekend.
You're not cool at all?
Plans had to change.
Okay, I don't think we're going to Leavenworth, but it's cool.
Scaled back ambition for John Kalen's family visit.
Talking about going Chinook, but we thought, no, we better not. Kind of glad we did.
Glad indeed. As the sun went down, the snow hit hardest.
Visibility is reduced.
Strong winds, icing over roads, and the season is just getting started. John Humbert, Como 4 News.
High winds whipped Whidbey Island with gusts upward of 40 miles an hour. A wet front mixed with warmer air meant big hail pellets hitting in Bellevue. A search for a missing woman from Hoquiam comes to a sad end. Searchers found Sherry Christie's body in the Langley Hill area, not far from where she left her truck earlier this week. She picked mushrooms for a living, and it appears she got lost in thick brush and died from exposure while she was out picking. Sherry Christie was a mother of seven. A man is suspected of running down another man with a car and killing him at a home near Everett.
Deputies say the victim thought the suspect had stolen his car stereo. They say he approached the suspect and the two had a confrontation. Witnesses say that's when the suspect rammed the victim with his SUV.
And so they finally ended and they broke off from each other. He was going to his car. The other guy revs his motor up, takes off, and chases him down through the yard and smashes him up against the Mustang in the back and breaks his back and kills the guy.
Deputies say those two men did know each other.
That's Como 4's Connie Thompson. Como News Time, 1134.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's check in with Judith Larson. How's that situation in Enumclaw?
You know, perfect timing, Jennifer. As we speak, they are now just completing clearing that. This is State Route 164, both directions, east and west, just east of Southeast 392nd in Enumclaw. The whole road had been blocked for that very serious accident. Again, they're just wrapping it up and clearing it out of your way, finally, after I don't know how many hours that was. So it looks like North 5 volumes continue to build on the Ship Canal, especially north of Yesler. But again, our I-5 express lanes open southbound until 1, and they transition north after that, long before the volumes start building. So looking pretty good elsewhere. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Theron Zine says we have some weather to contend with this afternoon.
Increasing clouds this morning, getting ready for more heavy rain during parts of the afternoon and breezy conditions as well. It's going to be a pretty gusty afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Now, over our mountain passes, some real tricky conditions by the afternoon. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we put up a winter storm warning for the Cascades. That means by Sunday morning, we could see 16 inches of new snow across all of our passes. So be careful. Winter driving conditions definitely later today across our mountain passes. We calm things down on Sunday. We'll call it mostly cloudy. Showers at times, still a tiny bit breezy out there. We'll be behind the front by then, though. I even get a few sun breaks out there. And be in that same pattern of mostly cloudy and a few showers for Monday and Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. It's 43 degrees in Tacoma and overcast, 40 in Everett, 41 in Olympia. In Seattle, we have mostly cloudy skies, 41 degrees. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our phone lines are lighting up because our phone lines are open. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-5666. That one's a toll-free call.
Absolutely. And we want to talk to you today, but I want to change gears just a little bit. Alice Cunningham is joining me from Olympic Hot Tubs. And Alice, I was talking to you recently because what started our conversation is your ongoing work in supporting our troops.
Well, and that's true, Tammy. We don't just celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th. Every day is Veterans Day because we're very grateful to our troops and our men in action.
Well, I want to mention this because I was talking to you about some of the different things that we've been working on with veterans, and you were just sharing with me you have this whole program that you have put together, and it really is, what did you call it? You had a name for
it. Our Heroes Program.
Yeah, but you had like this cute little kitschy name about relaxation from the training that they go through.
Right. I've received so many letters and emails from soldiers who are training at Fort Lewis and various places around the Sound, and they say that the training is harder than combat because they want to be ready when they're in combat, and that getting the hot tub meant so much to them because they could relax and just ease those sore muscles when they got home every night.
Well, I know I have a son who's now at Fort Lewis McChord, and I can tell you that they do train hard, and we can be very proud of them. But you actually, I wanted to mention this because you came up with something so that they have special financing or pricing or delivery or something. Because getting building materials, having done renovation projects on Fort Lewis McChord myself over the years, it's hard to get things on the base. I mean, there's a reason why it's a secured base.
Right.
So I know that there are people who have family members on Fort Lewis McChord and our other bases, and you have perfected that.
Right. Well, for one thing, we have a hot tub that just plugs into a standard outlet. And as you know, and you've said on your show a number of times, you can't modify anything in military housing. even if you promise to modify it back to its original condition.
I'm looking at Jennifer.
Yeah, they won't let you improve it even. They won't let you modify it even to make it better for the next person. Just the answer's no.
The answer's no. We didn't issue you from the Army. She used to live in military housing.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you live?
Fort Benning, primarily.
Yeah, Fort Benning. There you go. So this is good. And I guess I wanted to mention this today because they're just, you know, and it's an the one that plugs in is also super affordable.
Right, right. We have models starting at $38.95, and that's free delivery and setup, cover, everything you need. And it just plugs into a standard wall outlet.
That's fantastic.
I have Sonos too. Sonos too that plug in. And that's another thing. Finleo infrared saunas that plug in.
Well, we're going to have to talk after the show, you and me.
Well, and actually, it's interesting because that was one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today. I was on a design project this last week, and we were actually filming a sound kitchen and bath a commercial, and went in and was looking at the saunas that are now easily installed. And I was talking to you about how you have these saunas. And I mentioned that they've become so common with my design clients. So I started talking to you about it, but all saunas are not created equal. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, the reason why I think you're going to want to hear about this is, if you don't want the flu and you don't want the common cold, and even if you have more serious health issues, they're not all created equal. So you can't go to your health club necessarily and get this. But there's a reason why people are putting these in their home. And it's not crazy. And it's affordable.
Okay.
And you're going to want to hear this if you don't want to get sick. If you're a germaphobe like me, I know Mike Darda said, rumor has it you're a germaphobe. And I said, yeah, hello.
Why not?
Don't shake my hand.
We can
don't
just wave.
Don't sit too close.
206-421-1000 and 877-397-COMO right after this.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
Save 30 to 45% off right now at Bassett during the Veterans Day sale. Plus, bring your $10 Washington State Lottery Hometown Heroes raffle ticket to any Bassett store this week and receive an extra $100 off the sale price of any $1,500 or more purchase. Bassett supports our hometown heroes and hopes you will too. Visit walottery.com/heroes for more details.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It is 1144 on Como News Radio. Here's Judith Larson with a look at traffic.
Well, looking pretty good on the road now that they cleared that incident that had been blocking in the Enumclaw area. That was both directions of 164 for a while near Southeast 392nd. It looks like, although this was supposed to be wrapped up by now, southbound 5 between Marion and Olive, we got DOT still working in that left lane there. And in the mountain passes, we're not near, the winter storm warning is in effect for sometime after 2. This is a good time to go across the mountain passes now before then, because we have no restrictions on Snoqualmie Pass, mostly bare, very light snow. Stevens Pass, traction tires are still advised. I see a lot of snow and ice on the road, but again, better to go sooner than later. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Theron Zahn says we have a lot of rain to look forward to in the week ahead.
Another day of active weather across western Washington. Clouds are increasing as we speak, getting ready for plenty of rain during the afternoon and a breezy afternoon for sure. Winds gusting right around 25, maybe 30 miles an hour. Consistent winds between 10 and 20, so the afternoon's going to be gusty once again. Across our mountain passes, any travel plans you have across the passes this afternoon will likely be snowy. We have a winter storm warning going up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see up to 16 inches of new snow by the time we get to Sunday morning, so do watch out for that. On through Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, very consistent pattern behind this next cold front. We're going to call mostly cloudy, highs only mid to upper 40s, showers at times, but a few sun breaks as well. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. 43 degrees in Tacoma. In Seattle, it's mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. It's 11:45 here on Como News Radio. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and our special guest today, Alice Cunningham from Olympic Olympic hot tub. I got choked there.
You had a Rick Perry moment.
No, I had a choking on my spit moment. If that's what he did, then I had it. No more drinking soda in the control room for me.
Okay, so Alice, you've got a 3-day sale, and I want to make sure people know this because you guys don't have sales.
No.
You don't have sales.
This is our lowest price of the year. And we do this so that people can have a great holiday and do one-stop shopping and get a great price on all hot tubs and saunas.
All
hot tubs and saunas.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back to the saunas for a minute because I want to talk about this. So all saunas are not made equal. Now, here's the reason why you're going to want to get one of these, because research shows, and not all saunas do this, so there's a difference between a carbon sauna and the ceramic saunas and then the heat coil saunas. It's not just a matter of heating up your body. So what we're going to talk about is not just any sauna to do this. You know, it's you heat up the body, not
the air. That's an infrared sauna, and the carbon panels are judged to be quite a bit better and more effective.
Okay, so they heat you up.
Correct.
Not the air.
So you don't get that claustrophobic feeling. You don't just get like you're going to die from the heat. Although we do have that type, and they're very popular with Scandinavians in this area. Swedes, Finns, they just, you know, love their traditional steam sauna. But we also have custom saunas. We can do either steam or infrared. In any shape, size.
You can put them under a staircase.
Exactly. It's a great
place. I mean, it's like the size of a phone booth if you want it.
Right.
It can be really small or it can be really big if you want, you know, people to sit around and talk and.
Right.
Yeah.
Or go in a closet.
Right. Exactly. But here's the health thing about this. And this is why I'm seeing these so commonly in master suites now. So I'm going to let you.
Well, they've done quite a few studies on saunas and health because they've been around for a long time, especially in Finland, where they say there are more saunas than cars. There may be more saunas than people. I'm not sure about that. But one of the biggest findings was that cold and flu symptoms are not only lessened, but if you're a regular sauna user, you have fewer colds and flu.
Does anybody know why?
I think because The immune system is stimulated because your circulation is increased when you're heat.
Well,
in the heat.
Here's the other thing too. People who undergo chemotherapy.
Right.
They're now recommending to put them in one of these carbon saunas, but they also want to make sure that, you know, there's no stain or those kinds of things that are off gas, which, you know, is something that I love about
the glue is the biggest issue. And a lot of ones you get on the internet or you put together with glue, and that's going to off gas, and that's not a good thing to be breathing when you're in a sauna.
So, okay. So, you know, for people, I guess this was the most telling thing, was a friend of mine was battling cancer, going through chemo and going into one of these saunas, and her parents actually installed one so that after chemo, and it's because it more rapidly got rid of the toxins in her system.
Right.
And she was seeing a combination of an oncologist and someone for the chemotherapy. And this was recommended from a naturopath to actually do this. And so I guess what I learned from that was, for those of us who are trying to rid our body from all the toxins we're exposed to in our food, and, you know, and this is a reason why our immune system breaks down. There's just a lot of reasons that it's now supported by science that say that this is something that my clients as a designer are wanting this in their master suite or somewhere in their house.
Not only do you benefit from, you know, discharging all of the toxins from chemo, it's if you have chemical poisoning or you know, any kind of sensitivity to just the chemicals in everyday life. We have a number of customers that became sick from being in buildings that just weren't, you know, properly ventilated, and the sauna has brought them back to health.
Well, and that's why I asked you today specifically after I went on this design project, and this thing was just beautiful, and it was installed, and they put a Japanese soaking tub right next to it, and I thought it was really pretty and well done. But that's why I specifically asked you if you would come in and talk about this. So here's why I like yours, Alice, at Olympic Hot Tubs, is because you don't have the glues. You have wood that also is an organic farm-raised, you know, the trees are organically certified.
Renewable resource. They're not from a third world country. We're cutting down the rainforest. The wood is from Canada and, you know, certified renewable.
And so then, and we don't have the toxic stains and glues in there. And that's why, and what I believe is people like me are caring about trying to do as many preventative things as we can to maintain our health. And I just think that this is really good. And a friend of mine, and he's your friend too, Dr. Jonathan Wright from Tahoma Clinic, and he's world renowned in his speaking, and he's the one who actually says that he recommends it. So I'm just trying to say, not only am I trying to promote beautiful design, but I'm also trying to promote good health.
Well, it's great if you can combine the two.
Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting rid of the chemicals in your hot tub. And we're going to wrap up with that.
We'll be right
back.
No
bad chemicals.
Get them out.
No plastic bags, no bad chemicals.
We'll be right back with more Inside Out on Como News Radio.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:54. Here's Judith Larson.
And we're finally free of blocking accidents. I notice it's getting a little busy heading north on I-5. Volumes building on the Ship Canal Bridge, especially as you approach Yesler. And then south 5 between Marion and Olive, we've got DOT still working in that left lane. This has been brought to you by Constant Contact. Getting ready for small business Saturday? Well, make sure you get your free promotional tools from Constant Contact. Visit ConstantContact.com/Saturday. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Look for storms this afternoon, but probably no hail. Wind, rain, mountain snow right now. 42 degrees in Tacoma, 41 in Olympia. In Seattle, it's 41. And we're back on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. We have Alice Cunningham in the studio with us today from Olympic Hot Tub.
It's talking about Finlayo saunas.
We were talking about and why I've become such a huge fan of these, and my design clients were putting them in their homes. And you were sharing about your friend with stage 4 cancer.
Right. I have a friend who lives in Sweden where they get wonderful, excellent, the best of all health care. And his physician prescribed to him infrared sauna sessions. And I saw him a few months ago after he'd been diagnosed a year and a half ago with stage 4 lung cancer, which, you know, typically you only live a year or so. And he was as healthy and buff and robust as I've ever seen him. He didn't look like a stage 4 cancer patient. He looked like he was ready to go, conquer the world.
It just makes me happy. Okay, so you've got this huge sale on everything for Olympic Hot Tubs. Okay, so it's Olympic Hot Tubs. So I don't want people to, go, they're going to call after I'm done. So I want to make sure they know. But you have to talk about the salt. You have like 2 minutes.
Oh, I have 2 minutes to talk about salt. Well, one of the biggest myths about hot tubs is that they're hard to take care of.
They are hard to take care of.
If you get the salt system that is integrated into the controls with the hot spring spa. And hot spring is the number one selling spa in the world. And the salt system has played a big part of that just recently.
So it's salt.
Salt and water and this really nifty technology that just turns salt into natural cleaners.
And, I want you to think about this. Like the ocean is, it has a natural cleaning and people go in natural salt springs and for healing and all this. But the other thing is, and I want to get right to this point, your hot tub will not smell like bad feet. Honey, are you listening?
Your hot tub will not smell
like we have a hot tub that smells
anything.
Like bad feet. Oh, and it's not an Alice Cunningham hot tub.
I know, Tammy. You have to get a new one.
I'm telling you. Because bad feet, honey.
No, salt water. The composition of ocean water is the closest thing to human blood outside of our bodies because of the pH level and the salt content.
Well, but I also want you to think about this, because here was the other thing. My poor lovely husband, and he is lovely. He has like this armful of chemicals. And seriously, you would think that all he's missing is a hazmat suit to go out there. And he tests the water and he's holding it up and testing the water. And that's why.
All of that is eliminated with our salt system.
Eliminated.
And the other tremendous benefit, especially for women, especially now that it's winter, is that you don't get dry skin.
Right. No
when
itchy, scaly skin.
When you soak in a hot tub that's got chlorine or bromine, you get the driest skin. You get craters. I used to get craters on my legs. I hate
that. Well, okay, here's the thing. You really do have, and somebody said this to me at work. He said, she has the best spas. And all you have to do is go online and just Google it up. I mean, I'm serious. People will talk about, they rant and rave about how much they love their hot tubs and how much they love their saunas and how much they love the saltwater system. And I wanted you in here today because it's all on sale. So shop ahead, buy something big for your family. And
it's one-stop shopping, and it's something they'll enjoy for generations. And
Olympic hot tub, everything is on sale. And we have to call it a day today. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's about our time.
I know. And I want to thank everyone for supporting our troops with our Hometown Heroes raffle. Thank you for buying the tickets. Thank you for showing up and doing that. And as always, please make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. Thank you, Alice Cunningham. Olympic hot tubs, everything's on sale.
We'll see you next week.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.
It is 12 o'clock on Como News Radio.